Hey, Maple City Pipe Cast, Maple City Pipe Channel, Dave here, and today we're going to be talking about part two of the Carver series. I don't have Nate with me today. It's just want to get you caught up on a few details about what's been going on. Now, I mentioned the last time we talked with Nate that this was the start of a series, and there was probably going to be more details to come. Now, this is what's been going on. Nate and I have been going back and forth for a few days in real time, in recording time. That was about, you know, maybe a month or 2 months ago, depending on what the release date is on this episode. Not sure about that yet. Anyway, and we have worked out and ironed out some of the details. Now, he got a hold of me and wanted to go over details and whatnot to make sure he was going to get everything okay with the pipe, because he had a couple of clients after he got the pipes done that were ahead of me. A couple of them he had to take apart and redo because the client had changed their mind and he didn't want to have to redo some work again. Not that I can blame him. From what I can tell, and having worked on my own cob mods, I know that there is an extensive amount of time that gets put in. And the work he has to do compared to when I, you know, do something like this is a lot, a lot more detailed. There's more work being done. But anyhow, You don't wanna have to tear apart hours and hours and hours of work. Sorry, I got a cold coming on. Again, you don't want to tear apart hours and hours and hours of work just to have to take it apart again because your client has changed his mind or her mind. You get the idea. So anyhow, that's what we were facing. So we detailed back and forth. And I saw on Instagram Nate's take on the Bing. And by the Bing, I mean the Bing's favorite. By Savinelli, I believe. I think it's Savinelli. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But you get the idea. You know what pipe I'm talking about. And basically, what I really liked about it, he did a really good job. And for me, I originally, talked about having a billiard, and the Bing's is basically, a billiard. And so we came up with a plan. The plan is to basically redo the Bing's take that he did, but just with a slight bend to it and a mini warden stem. So basically, I'm just looking for my tamper. What we came up with is something like this. So, yeah, That right there is what we've come up with. And this is a rough sketch. I did it up a couple days ago. And it's not to proportions or whatnot, force perspective and all. But that's the general idea of what we came up with. Now, if I'm right, when you guys are seeing this episode, the pipe's probably already been made. It's probably already in my hands. And I'm assuming I'm already smoking it. But I don't know yet. We'll see. As of this recording time, no, I don't have it yet. But I just realized I've been, wheeling around a pipe and whatnot, and I haven't told you what I have and what I'm smoking. I'm so sorry, everybody. Today, I'm smoking my Savinelli Root Briar Shape 412 Estate Pipe. I got this off eBay. I had a crack and a piece fall off of it here. So I made this silver band with some beading wire. And in it, I have some Grand Coupier Boneyard. Anyway, so yeah, this right here is what we're looking at. So I don't really have much else for you today. If you think of anything you might want to, you know, if you got anything you might want to listen to or something you might want done, you know, just, you know, drop me a line. Let me know. You can do that in multiple ways. You can hit me up on Twitter at... You can hit me up on Twitter at drallen201. You can email me at mcpipecast. Well, that's the show's Twitter. You can email me at maplecitypipecast@gmail.com. And all that good stuff. So anyway, everybody, thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful day and some good smokes. You've been listening to Maple City Pipecast, a member of the Maple City Media Network. For information on this and other shows, please visit maplecitymedia.wordpress.com.